has been in sport at the fairground from Mexico.
Yes.
A lot of people out there for early on a Friday afternoon.
You know, people are milling around here. I didn't get the opportunity to go in here and see all the stuff. I'm going to have to do that here.
And there's a lot of people here. Imagine what it would be like tonight.
Oh, I can only imagine. It is a great place to be. If you've not been to the Expo Center, you really owe it to yourself to come out anyway, because it's just a nice place to be regardless. And to have all these exhibits around that have to do with your home and have to do with, I mean, it helps you think spring. I'm thinking it already just sitting here looking around at all of this.
Well, the landscape, the trees have leaves on them, there's flowers out. And so the sun's out outside of the school today, but it really does feel like spring inside here.
Definitely does. And as you look around at the various things, I mean, just walking in, and I know they got the trees set up over here. I am going to look at that here in just a few minutes. But, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that, particularly with the temperatures the way they are today, I mean, you can't help but think, okay, spring is coming. We finally have that promise of it.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe.
So, well, anyway, we don't really do this too often to be out on location, but I think we need to do more of it, particularly if we've got this couch and the chair.
We can take this back to the studio.
See if they'll agree to this, because this setup, it's ideal.
We've even got a nice carpet now, an area rug. This is going first class.
Absolutely.
I'm glad I dressed up today.
And you look so dressy and nice, I tell you what. But we are out here, and you know what? So we're going to dive right into this, because right now we have with us Rhonda Smith Crowder. She is from Overhead Door Company of Kalamazoo. And welcome to the program. Glad you're here.
Thank you very much.
It's nice to have you stop by. And as I told you when you sat down, your company actually put my garage door in. And I've only had, this has got to be 7 or 8 years ago, and I've only had one. And the people came and fixed it. You stand behind your product, and I'm a happy camper. How long has Overhead Door Company been in the office?
We have been in the same location.
You don't stay in business that long in a community the size of Kalamazoo unless you're taking care of the customers.
Now, Rhonda, I wanted to ask you too, with the winter being the way that it has been, if you're dealing with, your garage door and that kind of thing, what kind of havoc can a winter like this wreak on a garage door if it's kind of on the edge of needing replacement?
Well, these kind of temperatures tend to break torsion springs. When we get a real cold snap, these springs will go. That's one of the things that we see a lot, having to replace torsion springs for customers.
And with a spring break, I've dealt with that myself over the years just when I've been a homeowner. That can be, it can be a simple repair or it can be a not-so-simple repair.
Well, and it can be a dangerous repair. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's something that you want a professional to come in and do for you, because we've heard horror stories of people getting hurt trying to do this themselves. So it could be very dangerous.
That is definitely not a do-it-yourself kind of thing, without a doubt.
That's right.
With some of these, if you get, say, an older house or something, you've got the older garage door on there. A lot of times those cold temperatures, some of the wetness from the snow, that'll get into the materials there. It might cause some problems too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, the wood doors tend to, over the years, will take in moisture and actually weight on the door also. So those it's time for those to be changed out to a steel board. Then you have far less maintenance. Wood doors, you're looking at painting and staining all the time. Steel doors, that's the way to go.
Now, you're out here at the event, and you know we've already done yesterday, and today's another big day. Mm-hmm. Seen a lot of people stop by and say, you know what, I'm thinking a new door this year.
Absolutely. And I'm amazed that I've talked to a lot of people this year who are saying that they're building a new home in the spring, which to me is just wonderful to hear because we haven't heard that in the past year. So people are starting to build homes and they're needing garage doors.
And when it comes to garage doors, you know, just the simple thing that we saw in years past, there are so many choices now. So yes, if you are building, there's going to be a lot of different ways that you can go to make it fit with your decor.
Oh, we've got so many different styles and colors and window designs now that you can practically custom design just exactly how you want it.
Okay. Now, which part of the Expo Center are you in here for the next couple of days so people can come and pay you a visit?
We are booth 278-79. I believe we're in building A. And we've got a nice display. We've got three or four doors displayed, and some excellent expert salespeople to give you some information. This is like coming home for us. We've done shows here at the Expo years and years ago, and we're just really happy to be back. It's like a lot of people are too.
Rhonda, I got a question for you. The other day I left my door open. Is there technology now to use the internet to check at home and see if you left your door open? And can you control your door via the internet?
Yes, that technology is available. It's just something that is delivered
to you. Oh, wow. That would, when I got home, my garage was cold. And I would have preferred my door being down. That would have been handy. And the door that you folks put in was an insulated steel door. And boy, what a world of difference that made in the temperature of my garage. Both cooler in the summer and warmer in the winter.
Yeah, insulated doors are the world. Even if your garage is not heated,
well, thanks for stopping by and chatting with us. It was good meeting you, and I'm glad I could give you a pat on the back for my garage door.
Thank you very much. Come see us at the booth.
I sure will. Thanks, Rhonda.
All right, that's Rhonda Smith Crowder from Overhead Door Company Kalamazoo. Thanks for giving us your time and your expertise as well.
Thank you.
So that's just one sample of the many businesses that are out here that that can help you out, and whether it's garage doors in this case, or maybe you're thinking some lawn type stuff or landscaping type things outside. There are businesses here that can help you, and certainly the place to be.
I'm thinking hot tub. I walked through earlier, and I'm thinking hot tub.
You know, that I wonder if they couldn't have worked out a hot tub for us here during the broadcast.
You know,
that would have been ideal.
They really wanted to make ours nice. They, but then people wouldn't want to see me and my thong out there.
No, I don't think anybody wants to see that, Roger.
But, boy, is there a selection of stuff here. It isn't just garage doors. There's a lot to see, landscaping, everything down to a new heating system for your home. And it's good to hear people are thinking about building. It's been years since we've had people talk openly about building a house.
Well, you know, to think about, I mean, the housing market has been in such a strange place the last several years.
Oh, yeah.
To hear that, wow, building is taking place. A lot of people are deciding, okay, we're going to dust off those blueprints a little bit and see if we can't make our dream home be a reality.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that's kind of neat to see.
Well, and that's perhaps why there's so many people out here already. There really are more people than I expected to see, mid-afternoon on a Friday. People are still at work. And yet, there's a number of people milling around. That's a good sign.
Oh, definitely. Now, if you're wondering about the Home Expo, which is where we are, a Home Expo and Garden Show, it's happening at the Kalamazoo Expo Center. That's where we're broadcasting live today. If you're wondering, well, where's the Expo Center? Think fairgrounds. Just that simple. You know where the fairgrounds are? You'll be able to find us. It's pretty easy.
Absolutely. Just follow the cars.
There you go. And you know, when I was driving here, there was a string of cars turning in here. And, you know, there's plenty of parking out there. I actually found a spot that wasn't too far from the door, believe it or not. So
you live a charmed existence.
I do.
You're not like the rest of us.
Yeah, I do, except that I get to host a show with you for a couple of hours every day. But other than that, you know, things are great.
There's the proof. What a charmed life you have.
But I'll tell you what. I mean, looking at some of the exhibits here, it brings back memories of, you know, home shows past that I've been to and things that, you know, I'm not a homeowner right now, but it's something that I remember very fondly, owning the home and doing a lot of improvements and, you know, everything from, you know, bathroom remodels to just painting a wall or dealing with, you know, as Rhonda talked about a little earlier, those springs breaking on the door. I've had that happen more than once.
Oh, yeah. I had a friend of mine who was hurt trying to work on the spring on his garage door.
Mm-hmm.
So she wasn't just whistling Dixie there. You really could use some professional help.
Oh, yes.
When dealing with one of those springs.
You know, when I had that happen for me, it happened. Fortunately, I was not in the garage when the thing broke, and it broke.
Oh, yeah.
I heard it at the other end of the house. So I go out here and see this, and my first thought was not, I'm going to pull out my wrench. My first thought was, oh, no, I need a professional for that one.
Thank goodness I wasn't standing there when that happened.
Oh, yes, and I could just imagine myself looking at this going, okay, yeah, I don't want to be up there next to the other one.
Right.
And have it go on me, you know.
Exactly.
So, I mean, there are some things that when you're talking about, you know, redoing the home, redoing this, that, or the other, yeah, you can dig into that and do a little bit of that yourself. But if you're talking about, I mean, garage doors, if you're talking about windows, if you're talking about, say, a screen door or something like that. These are things you need professionals for. And if you were ever looking for a way to audition different businesses, this is the perfect place to do it.
Oh, absolutely. You get a feel for the personality of the company you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And when you walk in, you can stop by and say hi to us. We're right inside the main entrance.
Not that that's a huge bonus or
anything.
I'd
like to point
out
we're just to the left of the main entrance, and you can stop by and say hi to both Jeremy and I.
Yeah, just to the left or to the right if you happen to be facing us. So.
Well, that's not my perspective, Jeremy.
Well, no, I know that very, very well. But, you know, we're going to be talking to some of these other exhibitors here during the next couple of hours here. And we just want to check in with some of them and see just the different bits of expertise. You know, we're going to be talking, one of the big things we're going to be talking about in the next half hour is waterproofing.
Oh.
And let's face it, when you're talking about, you know, you've got all this snow out here, it's got to go someplace when it melts.
Absolutely.
And let's face it, sometimes it goes to places you don't want it to go.
Well, we had some experience with that right at the station.
Uh-huh.
We had a nice dam form and water get up underneath the shingles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the beginning. Now that it's actually hinting of warming up, all this snow is going to melt.
Mm-hmm. No, I know I think the one salesperson thought that we installed a shower over his cubicle. So, you know, it happens to the best of us, really. And and things like that, you know, you're going to deal with water issues. You're going to deal with problems. You know, it's not something that I like telling you because, let's face it, none of us like to spend a lot of money on this.
Oh, yeah.
But if you know it's going to happen, being prepared for it is a great thing.
Well, that's one of the other good things with coming to the home show is that it gives you a chance to know the services that are available. And so instead of waiting till you have a problem and then trying to find somebody, you can identify in advance who might help you with, as we talked to Rhonda, with a garage door.
Oh, sure.
Problem.
Sure.
You can sort of pre-screen your vendor choices here and make sure you call the right person when you do have a buyer.
And how much better is it that you get to do this here, check on all of these people, instead of just looking through the yellow pages and go, that one looks good.
Yeah.
Then you can come here to an expo like this, talk to a bunch of them, and you know what? I remember dealing with Rhonda. She was great. She was terrific. You know what? I'm going to give her a call.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about, coming out to something like this and being able to, you know, try some of these people out, see who it is that that will do the best work for you.
Yeah. And it's very inexpensive. It's $10 to get in. And money well spent, as we head into the season when people are thinking home improvements.
Oh, definitely. Now, one thing that I want to tell people about, I want to tell people about a couple of things. First of all, when it comes to the expo, if you're thinking, well, all right, you know, I'm at work right now, but is this going to be going on tonight? Well, I'll give you good news and bad news. The good news is, yes, it's going to be going on tonight through 9 o'clock. The bad news is we're not going to be here after five, so you know you won't get to experience our good company. But maybe that's a bonus. I know that could be a good thing.
So many people are scheduling their visit after five as we speak.
Let's see when are Roger and Jeremy going to be going? Okay, that's when I'll show
it's
up.
Safe.
But if you've got plans tonight and you're thinking, you know what, I'm going to miss out. No, you're not, because here's the thing: they're going to be here tomorrow.
Yep.
And the hours tomorrow, 10 to 7 p.m.
Okay.
So 10 a.m., they get started. You can come out here, spend a couple hours, just stroll around with your family and see some of these things. You know what? Even with the temperatures we've been dealing with, even with the piles of snow that, face it, we're still going to have tomorrow, coming to something like this is going to give you that extra spring in your step a little, because you're going to feel like, oh, spring is on the way.
Exactly.
I am so excited about this.
Yeah.
You know what? We've got a lot more coming up here from the Home Expo and Garden Show. And as the program continues, you know, we're going to talk certainly waterproofing. We're going to be talking about weeding and gardening and things like that. So all of that is coming up. So I want to make sure that you stay with us. And, you know, because you're going to get a sample of some of the experts that you're going to get here. We're going to bring them to you. We're going to talk to maybe some people milling by, see if what brings them out to the Home Expo. So lots of fun stuff ahead. Hope that you will keep it right here. The program is Lawrence and Taylor, and you've got it right here on 590 WKZO as we head to break. Continue ahead here from the Home Expo and Garden Show. I'm Jeremy Lawrence.
I'm Roger Taylor.
And I tell you what, just fun stuff out here. You know,
yeah.
I'm just, I have to admit, other than the fact that this is such a cushioned chair and very nice.
Yes.
I am feeling a little trapped here because now I go into the Expo Center and have some fun with the rest of everybody. So.
I got here early and did a quick tour. And, boy, there is a lot to see.
Mm.
Don't come out here with only a half hour to spend, because you won't even get below the surface on all that's available out here.
Mm, yeah. And just, you know, from my vantage point here, I can sort of see the they have actual trees up in here. You know,
with leaves on them.
They're not doing the fake office tree that you have in the corner and dust about every 6 months.
Yeah,
no,
these
aren't
plastic. I actually saw them just a few minutes ago. So these are real live trees.
Yeah, and to see the different kinds of things you can see out here, obviously the landscaping that we're talking about, but air conditioning businesses, garage door businesses, you've got any number of different things that you could be doing outside your home or inside your home, quite frankly.
There are architects, home designers who will help you design changes to your home, landscapers. There's really nothing you would want to do around your home that you can't talk to some people out here and help you screen who you might want it to do it for you.
Now, and here's the thing, too, and we talked a little bit earlier about people deciding, okay, it's a good time to build a home. And there's another thing. If you've been kind of thinking in the back of your mind, yeah, you know, we might be able to get around to that. That's the other thing. You can get somebody who is an expert, sit down with them and say, you know what? I've been thinking about this. What kind of things can you do to help me out here? You've got some experts here that are going to be willing to take the time and chat with you about it, and you know, and I think really turn out something that you're going to be very proud of.
Well, many of these vendors have before and after pictures of improvements they've made for people, and you can learn a lot and interview a number of possible people you'd want to do the work for you.
Well, definitely, and. You know, there is so much here, so much more that we can talk about just in one sitting. And that's the great thing. That's why we're bringing some of the experts here to chat with us. Because we just kind of want to give you a sample of what's here. Now, that I would like to do for somebody to sample. Okay? I'm going to give them a sample of this. And rather than just say you can only come for 5 minutes, you know what? I'm a giving guy.
Okay.
I still happen to have 2 tickets for the Home Expo right here. But what we're going to do, you don't qualify if you're already here and in line.
Okay.
You can't do that. I'm not going to let you do that.
Okay.
But if you're listening and you're going, you know what? I could come out to the Expo right now. Yeah. I could come on out there and see it. I got a couple of tickets for you.
Okay.
So, you know, for the next person, I will give them 2 tickets. They got to come up and ask for them.
Okay.
You know, they got to come up and say, hey, you still got those tickets. We might even embarrass you on the air a little bit, but, you know, it's the price you pay for doing this.
So, there's no free lunch.
Certainly not. So, yeah, we might make you sing for your supper, not literally, but you will have to at least introduce yourself. But we'll give you a couple of tickets for this so that you can go on out and experience it. And you know what? Even if you just go, you know what, I can stop by for a couple minutes now and then tomorrow, that's cool, too. We'll let you do that. You don't have to use them today. You know, come on out tomorrow and you can be a part of things.
Just look us up when you come in the front door.
And if you can't find us, you're not.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. You know.
I'm the good-looking guy, and Jeremy's the bald guy.
Well, half of that is true. But you know what? When we continue, Ed, we're going to be talking with Great Lakes Waterproofing here in just a little while. I'm looking forward to this one just because with all the snow melting,
you betcha.
There's going to be problems, and we're going to get some tips on how that works, how we can make a difference for your home just by sharing an expert with you.
And that'll come right up.
So we're going to continue that on here on the program we like to call Lawrence and Taylor. It's on 590 WKZO as we head for the news. Why don't you head on out? And Lawrence and Taylor, that's the name of the program. It's 590 WKZO, and we are broadcasting live from the Home Expo and Garden Show. This is at the Kalamazoo Expo Center. You know, this is the first time they've been here. I guess the previous years they've been other places. But let me tell you, this is the kind of location that you need to have one of these at. They've got plenty of displays, lots of different things for you to see. And if you're thinking, you know what? That's great, but I'm a little hungry. They got you covered that way, too. There's some good food here as well. One thing we wanted to do is, as we had promised, we wanted to talk with some experts just to give you a little test, a little sampling of what kind of expertise that you can get here at the expo. And sitting with me right now is Gino from Great Lakes Waterproofing. Gino, welcome to the program.
Pleasure to be here. How are you doing?
And one thing that, you know, when you think about the kind of winter that we've had, and people are thinking, they're thinking spring now, particularly the Expo. A lot of this snow, I mean, the water's got to go someplace when it melts, and sadly, some of that's going to go into people's homes, unfortunately.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a terrible, terrible, terrible winter, and the snow hasn't gone anywhere. We've had record snowfalls, and unfortunately, yeah, that water's got to go somewhere, and oftentimes it will be directly into your basement.
And what are some things that people can do to be able to prepare for that? I mean, obviously, you know, sometimes you're going to need some help. That's what you guys are for. What are some of the things they can do to prepare?
Yeah, you know, we tell everybody, whether they go with our service or not, we have a couple quick tips that we would recommend to prevent that from happening. For starters, you know, you got to make sure your gutters and your downspouts are in good order. So, you know, that ice, those ice dams can kind of build up. Make sure those aren't there. Clean them out. Make sure your downspouts are extended, you know, 5 to 10 feet away from your property to properly direct that water away from the foundation. And it's tough in the wintertime. We recommend also raising your grade along your house, but it's kind of hard with all the snow here. So when, you know, the snow does melt, make sure your grade is sloped, you know, build up and slope away from your property.
And when it comes to that, you know, sometimes you end up with problems. And, you know, and people don't really, they're not really in a position where they want to spend the money on that, but sometimes you got to. And, you know, when you get to a situation like that, what kind of services do you offer at Great Lakes Waterproofing that can help people out?
We offer a different service than most waterproofing. We have a patented system that we use. It's an external injection method. It's completely non-intrusive. So, you know, most companies, what they'll do, they'll want to excavate your yard, dig your yard up. It's very expensive. It's a pain. We're trying to save you money. So what we do pretty much, to make a long story short, we take these long steel injection rods and we inject our special bentonite gold plate substance. When we inject this, it expands 15 times its volume, plus those cracks, crevices where that water is getting through. It kind of creates a water impermeable membrane to prevent that water.
So it sounds like that it's a process that, you know, because you think about problems, particularly in a basement, you're sitting here picturing backhoes and all sorts of horrible things. Mm-hmm. It sounds like it might be a bit of a simpler process then.
Yeah, it's a lot of customers prefer our service. You know, a lot of people have old finished basements, and, you know, we're trying to prevent you from having to dig up that, you know, beautiful finished basement and destroy that to have to, you know, digging, putting a drain tile system or something like that. Where some of these companies would say, oh, well, you got to go with this drain tile system right away. We try to start from the outside, save you that money, that hassle. Just kind of do this little clean external injection method.
Now, you know, obviously with things warming up, of course, you know, people are going to say, well, of course you work in the spring and in the summer, obviously. But really, is this something that, you know, you can do year-round if you need to?
Yeah, you know, we've been getting a lot of calls because people want to get this taken care of before the big melt, per se. It's coming soon, and we absolutely can work in winter time. Because we inject below the level, we can't inject in winter time. And most people don't think we can do that, so this is kind of our slow season. So, you know, our schedule is pretty open. You guys can give us a call. We'd be glad to come out there and do it. It's cold as it is.
Well, and with the cold temperatures like that, you know, I mean, particularly if somebody knows, okay, I've got a problem. I've known since the fall that I've had this, but they've been kind of putting it off a little bit. Now's a great time to get a hold of it.
Absolutely. And we do, you know, we have prices are a little bit lower in the winter too. So now would be a great time to call.
Now, when you do, you know, you work out, you know, a lot of people will check up on different businesses and say, all right, well, do they guarantee what they do? What kind of warranty do they offer? What kind of warranty does Great Lakes Waterproofing provide?
We have a lifetime transfer warranty, which means we're going to work with you no matter how long it needs to take until your basement's taken care of. If you sell the home, you have a transfer of a warranty, so that's a unique selling point that a lot of people can't really offer. You know, it transfers over to the next homeowner. Because our substance, you know, our bentonite that we inject into the ground, it never solidifies, you know, we can guarantee this product for life. So 300 years from now, your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren call, hey, I'm getting some water in the basement. Oh, well, you know, you worked with us 300 years ago, you can definitely take care of that.
Well, and that's got to be peace of mind for a homeowner to be able to say, all right, you know, because you want to fix things once. You don't want to have to keep doing it and doing it and doing it. So in this case, there's definitely peace of mind.
Oh, absolutely. It's funny because other people, you know, when they call, they'll say, hey, you know, we got our basement waterproofed a couple years ago. You know, a company came out and they dug up our yard and they put this epoxy and, you know, on the wall crack and it's tar. And it totally didn't work and we got water coming in again. And the thing about that epoxy and that tar, you know, those things that other companies use, is it's a nice little band-aid. It's a band-aid. It doesn't. You look at the roads, they use tar to patch those holes and stuff like that. At the time, you know, as you know, nature takes its course and kind of breaks it down. Our product never understood. It is a good piece of mind.
We've been talking with Gino from Great Lakes Waterproofing, and you know, for some people, they're going to be looking at their home and going, well, okay, I don't know if I've got a problem. I'd really like to have that peace of mind to know that, you know what, we're in good shape. Or, you know what, maybe I can need a little help. When it comes to getting that kind of work, getting an inspection, what kind of cost does that have, and how does that work?
It separates us among our services that we have for inspections. So if you give us a call, Great Lakes Waterproofing, you call us 269-353-3228. You give us a call, hey, you know, I've got some water in my basement. You know, is there any way, you know, someone can come out here and take a look at it? We'll send our inspector, John, out there for you. He'll take a look at it, ask you some questions, inspect the property, and see. Need our service, what service you need, what kind of system you need, do you need a drain tile, do you need external injection? Is there anything you can do on your own that you really need our help? We'll do that for the charge. We don't have pressure sales, you know, we're not going to come out there and try to give you some crazy sales pitch and trick you into anything. We have an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. So you know, we'll come out there. It's kind of just something where we can give you an exact price, decide if you want to go with the work or if you don't.
Now, you know, one of the other questions, the last question I'll ask, here at the Home Expo, if somebody's sitting here going, you know what, I like what I hear, I need a little help, where can they find you here at the Expo Center? There's a lot of businesses here. So where can they track you down and be able to chat?
We are at the North Expo. Per se, the hall. There's like a North Expo, a South Expo. We're at the North End. We're in a back corner. And if you can't find us here, you can't make it out here, you can always go to GreatLakesWaterproofing.com. Any information you would need, you can call us anytime. We have a toll-free number. You can call us at our local office at 269-353-3228. We would gladly answer any questions you have.
Okay, and the website again, just in case people need to know.
Great Lakes Waterproofing.
All right. So we've been talking with Gino, Great Lakes Waterproofing. Thanks for stopping by and filling us in on some of that, because I know there's a lot of people wondering about that sort of thing with all this snow. I mean, it's got to go someplace. We know that. So, you know, we hope it doesn't go under the homes and that sort of thing, but if it does, it's nice to know there's somebody in the business that you can count. So thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it. Lawrence and Taylor is the name of the program, and you are listening to it from the Home Expo and Garden Show here at the Kalamazoo Expo Center. We're going to continue ahead. We're going to be talking about lawns. Yep, we're going to be chatting about lawns here in just a little while. So make sure you keep it right here, hitting the break, and as we continue, I'm Lawrence and Taylor on 590 WKZO. We'll be chatting about that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. I'll see you. Take care.
590 WKZO. Got Bob Larson on here with the weather.
Good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. What a nice day.
Yeah, it's beautiful outside.
Above 40 officially for the first time this month, so that leads to my word of the day. That word is breakthrough.
There you go. I'm excited.
Clearly, we've had a meteorological breakthrough, and it's turned so very nice. Of course, started to warm up yesterday and big time today, but unfortunately, a little bit of a setback this weekend as it turns a bit colder again.
Oh, okay. So what are we looking like over the next few days?
Well, it will become cloudy tonight, and some light snow will break out late tonight, continue tomorrow morning. Not much new accumulation, probably less than an inch, although tonight at 27. Snow flurries could linger tomorrow afternoon. And while I say it's colder, mid-30s, still not nearly as cold as what we've seen earlier this month and throughout this entire winter, it does turn colder tomorrow night into the teens. Partly sunny Sunday, chilly, high 34. But you know what? It looks like we warm right back to the 40s again on Monday and Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah, we'll take it.
Awesome. Well, that sounds great.
Yeah, spring officially less than 2 weeks away now, and we're starting to at least get a few tastes of spring-like weather. I'm not going to say that spring is going to be kicking in anytime soon, but at least we're getting teased with some warm-up. Oh. And after the warm-up of Monday and Tuesday, probably turns colder again Wednesday and Thursday next week. So it's kind of going to be more or less back and forth, colder, warmer over the next several days.
Well, there you go. But the countdown is beginning.
Yes, it is. It's about time.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in and sharing with us.
Yeah, have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Bob Larson. You're listening to WKZO 590. Keep it here.
It's Lawrence and Taylor. I'm the Taylor part of that equation. And joining me now is Nate DeVisser from The Weed Man. Nate, how you doing?
Good. Good to see the sun out.
Oh, yeah. Have people begun to think about taking care of their lawns even under 2 feet of snow?
No, not one bit. But, you know, we're trying to get them thinking about it. You know, it's a hard thing, but what? Yeah, people, as much as you see a lot of white out there, we've got to get them thinking spring because of the and then we're going to be out.
Oh, absolutely. Does a hard winter have much of an impact on lawns?
Yeah, you know, I can. Winters are all different. This winter, with as much snow, it's been longer. It might be a lot of snow mold as we come out. It'll be interesting to see what we find in the snow. Snow mold is something that I'm wondering if that's going to be a big issue for the lawns. Snow mold out, or shipless. Fungi looking same thing on the lawn. That's the thing about it, just kind of raising up.
Okay, so that's something people can do themselves, is to just go out with the typical fall leaf rake and get the grass to try to stand up some.
Yeah, most definitely. It's a real easy thing. You know, if you can help it, help it grow out of that, get it going.
Can you actually get into people's yards and give them an estimate for taking care of their lawns this early? How does one, do you have snowshoes to do that with?
That is a great question. You know, with as much snow as we have, it is hard to see property lines. But with today's technology, we have the ability to go online or certain programs or sites. Where we can type in addresses and measure up the lawns from satellite images.
Oh, great. And so when does the first application of product for the year start? And the second part of the question is, when do you have to have your pre-emergent for crabgrass down before it's too late?
Both great questions. You know, the first application is it's going to happen soon. The snow, melts and you can see moths. On paper, you need to start probably in the next 2 weeks here, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. I'm guessing it's going to run. First of all, hopefully, fertilizer. You know, with pre-emergent, it's always a tricky thing. I think that the scientific way of getting soil is a little quicker step. It's in the 50s, it's there again. But pre-emergent, each is varies from time to time. So that's a change of way for people.
Is it a myth that you can look at the forsythia, and if it's blooming, that's the time to put your pre-emergent down?
Yes and no. Again, it depends on the year. You know, in the past couple of years, I would say yes, that would be the time to put it down. I think there's been years where it was too early to put it down.
Okay.
So some years it's on, some years it's off. So it's hard to say that's a bit.
That's horrible. But soil temperature really is the scientific way of doing it. And you want your soil temperature to be in the 50s.
Yeah, correct. Yep. I mean, a lot of local extension offices use the track.
Do you use liquid or do you use solid fertilizers? And does either have an advantage?
Yeah, we use a granular fertilizer, a small range.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.